this day. There are many film festivals in the Czech Republic, and one of the newest is a festival dedicated to the art of cinematography. That's being held in Ostrava for just the second time, and in this week's edition of The Arts, Ian Wilby meets two of its organizers.
A trailer for the Thai film Uncle Boon Me Who Can Recall His Past Lives, which will be screened at the opening of the International Cinematographers Film Festival Ostrava in just under a fortnight's time. The festival was held for the first time last year, but has already become an important part of the cultural calendar in the North Moravian city of Ostrava, perhaps best known for its industrial past. In Prague this week, I caught up with two of its young organizers, Program Director Jakub Felsman and Anna Kapetska, who is head of the Program Department. I first asked Felsman what was the idea behind creating the festival.
It was the impression that the Czech Republic merits a cinematographers' film festival, that there is a long tradition of Czech school of cinematography, and in some years, like in the early years of Czech cinema, it was the most important part of filmmaking. It was cinematographers who actually made Czech cinema visible outside in Europe or in the world. Otto Heller, one of the most important cinematographers to date, he was a DOP at Alfred Hitchcock, for instance, and made his best films abroad, but also in Czech Republic. So this was the idea.
And tell us, Anna, why Ostrava? Why not Prague or somewhere closer to Prague? Because I know you live in Prague.
Well, first of all, it was the opportunity, because we had the chance to make a project for Ostrava to prepare an international film festival. It's very close to Polish and Slovak borders. There is a good connection to Prague too, and a really good connection also to Vienna and Bratislava. It's quite close to Berlin too. So it's a really good place, and it has a lot of small cinemas that are still open. And it's also really interesting era for the cinematographers, because it's an old industrial city, and now it's changing, it's going to be more modern, and I think it's really interesting also for the cinematographers to go there and to see the films in this context.
I would add that Ostrava is the city that rocks. Ostrava is it's the city where you should go if you want to find a center that has not been discovered yet, but by the snobs or something. You go there and you just don't understand. It's the city that will move forward so fast, so strongly, that, you know, and it's good to be there in this moment, because in maybe in 10 years it will be the complete city, it will be built, it would, you know, people would know where they are going when they are going to Ostrava. But now it's the center of inspiration and of culture and of that's it.
I think I should move to Ostrava tomorrow. Anyway, how did the first year of the festival go, and how much of a challenge was it to create a festival from nothing?
It was a big challenge, and it was really difficult because we didn't have enough time for preparation, and it was really we learned a lot. Some things were not so good, and some things were exceptional, were great. We made an open-air screening of Czech cult film Koš, and it was in the industrial center of Vítkovice, and really hundreds of people came, and it was great. And we found out that that's maybe the most interesting is the open-air screenings. This year we will have also two screenings by Sikorův Most, the Sikora Bridge, which is, it's known by everyone who lives in Ostrava. It's really an important place. It's like a symbol. So I think that's really interesting, and that was the best at the first year. But this year we are trying to make it a little bit different. We have two competitions, and well, we are trying to make it a cinematographers festival that is more focused on independent films, because there are some cinematographers festivals, and one is in Poland, which is, I think, the most important, Kamerimarsz. They are the festival of the Hollywood film, of big stars and everything, and we are trying to show maybe the alternative side.
And is there a sense, Jakub, that you are competing against other festivals? I know there are many festivals in the Czech Republic. Are the others all your competition?
The idea was to create a festival that does not compete with the other festivals. It is focused on cinematographers, and there is no such a festival, and it has to provide a special service, and it also has to be a festival for big audiences, a festival of films that you will be really eager to discover. You know, it helps if you grab the best films, because you have these strict rules that you can only have these pre-premieres or Czech premieres in your competition, so you really have to fight very much with the other festivals to grab the best films for your competition, that fits your competition and that can bring the audience or interest the audience. That's what, you know, it helps the city. If you get the best films, then everybody writes about it. People start going there. Cinematographers come there, and they are there, and everybody's writing about it. So well, that's it. That's the fight is part of the process, and it's good.
Anna, you mentioned some of these outdoor screenings. What other highlights can we expect this year at your festival?
The highlight that everybody's writing about is the opening gala, because we are going to screen the winner of Cannes Film Festival, Uncle Boomy, who can recall his past lives, and it will be in the industrial part of the city. And I think that's really interesting. And also we will have another screening, because this one will be just for the invited. But then, of course, it's all the competition, the main competition. I think it's really interesting.
Well, this year's festival will be only the second. How would you like to see your festival develop into the future, Jakub?
I would like if the festival had a certain niveau, but stay young and independent and specific because of the city of Ostrava. So I would like in 5 years, if there will be somebody who will come and who will say, it's me who can make it better and who can bring better films and who can make better promotion and who can develop more the cinemas. I wait for such a person, and then I will resign and I will wait how it will continue with the new blood.
Jakub Felsman and Anna Kopecka were our guests in this week's Arts, presented by Ian Willoughby.